I'm Eric Vernon.
And I'm Robin Kugler.
Together, we're Baldwin and Vernon. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about medical marijuana in the state of Missouri. As a lot of you probably know, a couple years ago, the people of the state of Missouri actually passed a constitutional amendment protecting patients' rights to possess and use medical marijuana. Robin, you got any questions about medical marijuana in Missouri?
What should someone that has a medical marijuana card remember?
Well, a couple things. One, always have the medical marijuana card with you. In order to avoid problems with law enforcement, it's always a good idea to have the card itself, which you can print up, and you can print up several copies of on your own, and have them, have one in your wallet. If you're a woman, have one in your purse. Probably a good idea to have one in the glove box of your car, one in your home, just in case. Have it always in a place where you can access it, because you don't want to be caught possessing marijuana and not having your card on you. Another thing, a lot of people want to know, how much can I possess? Under the constitutional amendment, patients are allowed to possess up to 30-day supply. And according to the constitutional amendment, a 30-day supply is considered 4 ounces of dry leafy marijuana, which is essentially 100 grams or the equivalent. And I'm not sure yet what that means, the equivalent, when you're talking about edibles or other varieties of marijuana. But the basic is 4 ounces of dry leaf marijuana or its equivalent.
So can someone that has a medical marijuana card now have that with them, if even though there's no dispensaries open?
Right. So that's an interesting point, depending on when you're watching this video. But as of September of 2020, there are no dispensaries open yet. The medical marijuana cards were issued this spring, and I think as far back as January even. But because of the licensing process and then the growing and production of the marijuana, there are no dispensaries that are currently open. So that then raises the question, can I possess it if you can't buy it legally? And the answer is, I can't give anybody legal advice to go out and break the law. But I don't know of a law that prevents people from purchasing marijuana. So if you are a legitimate medical marijuana cardholder, you can possess marijuana up in accordance with the limitations of the card and the law. Now, I will tell you that there are some prosecutors out there, I understand, who disagree with that. There are some prosecutors I have heard who believe that you can't possess marijuana unless it has come from a legal dispensary. I disagree with that. Most of the courts that I practice in, I think, will agree with me, but be careful.
So if you have a medical marijuana card, do you have to allow a police officer to search your vehicle?
Well, first of all, you never have to let a police officer search your vehicle if they ask permission. Now, if the police officer says, I have probable cause to believe that you're committing a crime and therefore I'm going to search your vehicle, then yes, you have to be polite and you have to allow the officer to do his job. And then we'll sort it out later in the courts if the officer finds something that he believes to be contraband. But if the officer says, I smell something in your car, do you have something illegal I need to know about, or I smell something illegal, can I search your car? You absolutely still have a right, and perhaps even more of a right if you have a medical marijuana card, to say, no, sir, you may not search my car. And if the officer asks why, that would be a good place to say, because I have a medical marijuana card.
Okay. So what about people that are on probation in Missouri? Can they handle medical marijuana?
And again, that's an interesting question. My experience is lately, most courts I've been going to are saying to probationers, you are not allowed to have medical marijuana. I think that is unconstitutional, but the way our system works is we're going to have prosecutors and defense counsel and judges argue over that. And it'll be probably for a while, it'll be on a court by court basis. I've heard in some courts that they will allow medical marijuana for probationers once the dispensaries are open. And I've heard other judges say, no, you cannot have medical marijuana while you're on probation in this court. And again, it seems to me like medical marijuana, if a doctor says this is an appropriate drug for you and your condition, whatever that condition is, then a judge should not be preventing you from getting that necessary medical treatment. However, as I said, there are judges currently in courtrooms currently where they are saying that. I would encourage everybody to talk to your lawyers if you're going to be on probation, to talk to your lawyers about requesting that, understanding that a lot of judges are going to say no. And, you know, eventually some cases will be going up to the Court of Appeals on writs and things. And hopefully over time we will get that to change so that probationers will be able to use medical marijuana.
Is there anything else that's important about medical marijuana that you want to tell us?
Well, one other thing I meant to say when we were talking about the searches, up until the time of medical marijuana, traditionally a law enforcement officer smelling marijuana in a car had probable cause to search. Just the aroma of marijuana in a car was probable cause, because that would indicate to the officer, and legitimately, that you probably have something against the law in your car. And again, this is an area of the law that will be changing over time, we hope, and we're going to be fighting it in case by case with motions to suppress, because the way I see the law right now, if an officer smells the aroma of marijuana emanating from a car, the officer should then ask, do you have the right to possess that marijuana? Because if you have a medical marijuana card, there's no crime being committed in that car just because you possess marijuana. Again, that's the kind of thing, if an officer says, step out of your vehicle so I can search it, be polite and go along with him. But I hope that in the future, that will lead to a suppression of illegally obtained evidence.
I think that's all I have for you.
Well, thank you very much for asking the question. I hope that was informative, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.